This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny.
Allison 97.3. It's Thursday.
It's almost Memorial Day weekend. It's almost here. Village is flying in this afternoon.
Where's That's your friend, from? Village.
Sarah, I'm coming in from Oklahoma City.
What? I thought he lived in Arizona.
He works for the government, some government thing where they install some kind of radar, something at airports. So he's got a long-term job in Oklahoma. He was like, why am I paying for my apartment in Arizona? I'm going to go to Oklahoma. He lives like in a hotel.
He does?
Yeah, basically.
You ever just grab him and choke him and tell him to spit it out?
What are you talking about?
Well, this kind of drawl thing is a little...
That's just how I talk then.
Are you sure?
I'm sure. Sorry about it. Sorry, not sorry. Listen, Sarah.
I want to know what he talks like when he's being sexy.
Oh, it's like this.
Oh.
Hey.
Yeah, Sarah.
Hey,
she
baby.
Did him.
Shut up. Oh, my
yeah,
God.
That was
Don't
like a
three-way,
right?
No.
Yeah, it was.
No, no. One of the evils was a three-way.
Oh, Evil Rick was a three-way. Sorry.
Wait. Was it Evil or Good Rick? That
good
was
Rick.
Good Rick was the three-way.
And I didn't do him. I just was sort of there.
Well, are you telling me that doesn't count?
Yeah, I don't. I feel like it doesn't.
Really?
No.
All right.
God, it's so blurry. Is it 30 years ago? Leave me alone about it. Jesus.
Anyway.
Who even cares?
Did Village Talks, you know, hot stuff to you? Or
no. Well, I guess we're going to say we did that. Okay, see you later. See you tomorrow night. For whatever
Neither
party
of you liked it?
No, we were just, I mean, it was so stupid because we'd been friends for like ever. It was just, it randomly happened one night when we were the only two people left up at the end of the party.
But he's psycho jealous about every girl he's with, but he doesn't get that way about you?
I'm like his best friend, Ben.
Oh, all right.
I'm really close. Afterwards, I was like, oh, what did we do that for? That wasn't right. I think we both knew it. We're just like, well, that, I don't know why that happened. All right, see you
Why
tomorrow.
Did it happen?
Because we were wasted and the last ones up at the end of the night at a party. That's
oh,
why.
Right.
For no reason at all.
Well,
boredom. I don't know. We
you're
were both
good to
single.
Have a, you were good to have around when you were young, huh?
Yeah, I was. You know, just outlast everybody else.
Last man standing.
Last man standing.
I would have liked to see
you.
You wanna?
Well,
yeah,
we got nothing
right.
else to do.
Got nothing else to do. I'm still wide awake. Let's
I never was, but, you know.
We'll do a couple more lines and then we'll do
maybe
that,
that would have helped. But yeah, I was always, I'm busy. I have a date with staring at a wall.
Yeah, all by myself. Anyway, it's Memorial Day weekend. God, there's so much. Like, I'm going to go to Bottle Rock tomorrow. There, you know, it's so funny. As I was leaving my house this morning, I drive by the middle school near my house.
Mm-hmm.
And they always do this. I've forgotten all about this, but they always do a Memorial Day carnival. Like, you know, with the Ferris wheel and all the crap. I'm going to get some kind of fundraiser. And all the lights were, I was like, it's 4 a.m. and all the lights are on. It's like, all. I'm like, oh, I'm definitely walking over there with Village this weekend. Yeah, you want to go to the festival? You want to go to the fair? All right. Oh, my God.
Carnival is happening in the Mission.
Oh, hey, Carnival.
With half-naked, you know, dancers.
Oh.
Men and women.
Yeah, I got to drive in the city and park. Forget it. I can walk over to this one. I want to go somewhere I can stumble home from. Okay, let's see. I have a bunch of TV stuff. I'm just going to get through it really fast. First of all, today is Red Nose Day.
Mm-hmm.
This is a charity attempting to end childhood poverty.
Correct.
So there is a special tonight. It's at 10 p.m. on NBC, which is...
late?
It seems really late. Maybe we get it early on the East Coast or something. I don't know. But so tonight is Red Nose Day. The special, and then all day today you'll see people here and there in red noses and you'll know why. Good Morning America has announced that they are going to add a third hour. Have you ever seen the show The Chew?
Yes, I have.
Yeah.
It's not good.
I agree.
In my opinion.
I actually feel like I've seen it.
Got in trouble.
Mario Batista.
Is he the one who's the star of it?
Well, he's not the star. There's four chef people on there, but he is a main draw there. He got booted off because of all that.
Oh, he did get booted
off. There are
off.
Rape allegations. Yeah. Like, a few people are coming forward.
I think the reason that's always... I think the missus watches the KTVU morning show on TV, and when I get to the TV in the afternoon... I think it's on that channel.
It's actually not on that channel.
What channel is it?
It's on ABC. And KTVU is channel 2.
What is she watching? Well, whatever.
Well, maybe she watches Good Morning America. That would be...
I don't know.
It's Robin Roberts. Yeah. Looks like George Stephanopoulos. And actually, that looks like Michael Strahan.
Michael Strahan.
I catch that show from time to time, and I haven't seen it in a while, but I did see... That guy was on it. He was one of the stars of the show.
Mm. Yeah, I couldn't have picked him out of a lineup before.
Redhead, all long this, hair, ponytail,
all this
beard.
Stuff came out about him in the last couple weeks that is just disgusting. Like, super gross.
What kind of stuff?
Like, rapes and stuff. Really wonderful news. And then also his partner in his restaurant businesses was also accused of all, like, the two of them together. And they didn't even have an HR department. There was nowhere to turn. Like, these people were just grossly abusing power for years, and now one person has said something, and so and they were blackballing people. Like, if someone would leave over a rape or, you know, whatever molestation had happened, they'd call the next restaurant that they were going to go work at and be like, this person was a problem, you shouldn't hire. Like, people were reporting, I went in and they said, oh, I just, you know, we're not hiring you.
This last weekend.
That's right. I actually think
Do you hear it?
I did, because, you know, when we come in early in the morning on Mondays, I'm always like, oh, damn, they're running 60 minutes back. I just want to hear the news. I want to hear the traffic and weather. Come on, CBS. Anyway, ABC News is saying that they're going to add a third hour of Good Morning America.
So normally the third hour is Kelly and Ryan.
I think
so, wait,
Kelly and Ryan is happening.
7 a.m. to 9 a.m., and then 9 a.m. starts Kelly and Ryan.
That's still happening. This third hour of Good Morning America is really Good Afternoon America. It's airing at 1 p.m., 12 Central and Pacific, so we'll get it at noon. So I don't know if this means that they're going to pre-tape and with the main people, pre-tape another hour, or if there's going to be a whole new set of hosts or how they're going to work it. But they're saying it's going to be called GMA and it's going to air at noon or 1 p.m. They say more news, pop culture, compelling interviews in the program's signature epic live events. For 7 years, The Chew has delighted audiences by delivering innovative food segments and an entertaining atmosphere. I do believe I've seen this a couple times and thought to myself, what crap is this? What awful show am I looking at?
Well, like, people like
goofy.
Cooking shows, though.
It's not just cooking, though. They're all standing around kind of talking.
They interview people. They're just a mash of people.
It's a mess. It was horrible. Like, they're all laughing at unfunny jokes that clearly says laugh here in the script. Like, it was just terrible. Like, the very few times I've caught it at all, I was just like, oh, my God, when does this get canceled? So it gets canceled now. I guess it's going to run through September. The daytime cooking show will air as planned through September, which is when it will make way for more GMA. So anyway, if you watch daytime TV, which I really don't, you probably care about that. Big Brother, they just announced that the next season will start 8 p.m. on June 27th.
Okay.
They're calling this season 20. I guess this is the 20th summer season of this, because they did one mid-season replacement during the writer's strike. I don't know if that counts as one of the seasons or if... and then also the Celebrity Big Brother, which they apparently liked and are going to bring back, which I'm totally down with. Julie Chen is the host.
Yeah, but can they get people to stay in the house longer?
They've got to. It has to go longer than 20 days. It's just not enough time for these people to break down. That's the beauty of the show. People go freaking crazy in this house. It's all they have to think about. I think the boredom gets to them, too. Anyway, it's going to be, let's see, a two-hour Wednesday premiere, the 20th season of Big Brother, and it'll air three nights a week, Thursday and Sunday. Wednesday, Thursday, and Sunday every week. I love it. Absolutely love it. Oh, and then after July 4th, it's going to move to its regular 9 p.m. slot on Wednesdays.
What about Celebrity Big Brother?
You know, my guess is that's also going to be another winter, kind of the way that Survivor does it. There's like a summertime series, and then there's some kind of wintertime series. I'm hoping they go full length on it, but I don't know. More TV news. Richard Gere has confirmed that he is going to be starring in a TV role. And this is how it's going to go now. I think that a lot of people who formerly frowned on TV and just made movies are looking at the incredible quality of the entertainment that's being shown on TV these days and saying, I should find one of those to be on. I should find a really good one of those.
Well, maybe you wait for a good script and film and years pass.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Richard Gere notoriously has picked horrible films. I mean, over the past, don't think of Pretty Woman and An Officer and a Gentleman. His last probably 10 films have been.
I couldn't even name
the
one.
The one where he played that, it wasn't a promoter. What was he, like a fixer or whatever it was?
Was it the Marigold Hotel?
No.
No.
That one.
It was awful. And I kept waiting to, this has to become something, right?
I mean,
did it?
Didn't. I ended up quitting.
I'm looking at his last 8 movies. I've only heard of one of them.
So this is going to be an 8-part original drama. It's being made by BBC Studios Drama London. He's saying, it's been almost 30 years since I worked in television. I'm so pleased to be working now at the BBC on this extraordinary 8-hour project with such talented people, and which resonates so much to the time we live in. There are a couple people here. Let's see. Helen McCrory, who they say is part of the Harry Potter movie universe.
What's her name again?
Helen McCrory.
Yeah.
C-R-O-R-Y. Tell me what character she is. And Billy Howell, who witness for the prosecution is the credit they're giving him here. Anyway, these two are co-stars. She plays his ex-wife, and Billy plays his son. So he's going to be a charismatic, self-made American businessman with media outlets in London and around the world. His wife, they're estranged. It sounds like they're not divorced. Sounds like she's a British heiress. Their 30-year-old son runs Mac, the main character's UK newspaper, and is primed to follow in his father's footsteps as one of the most powerful men in the world. But then his self-destructive lifestyle spirals out of control, and the consequences threaten the future of the family, its empire, and a country on the brink of change.
She's that chick right there.
Sounds really.
I think it's this guy's mom.
Oh, Draco Malfoy's mom.
I think.
Yeah, she's a very minor part in that, but
that's a reach.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's part of the universe, but okay.
Yeah, this is a very peripheral part. Anyway, Richard Gere is coming to television, so if you love him. Clay Aiken, Amber Rose, and Cody Calafiore are going to do an Amazon series. Cody is a former Big Brother contestant. Clay Aiken is a former American Idol contestant. And Amber Rose is the slut-shaming girl.
Right.
Who's hot. And there's that one picture of her with her legs spread on some steps. I was just like, oh my God. Oh, my delicate sensibilities. They
she
are
had
doing.
More hair, she had her hairdo was below the waist.
Yes. They are going to be on. It's a, let's see. It's called New Dogs, Old Tricks. They're calling it a who's who of small screen celebrities. Jesse from Big Brother is going to be on it. Jesse's the weightlifter guy, right?
Yes. You know what? You want to hate that guy, but he's actually pretty fun as they keep bringing him back out.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he just fully embraces it. There's people from, let's see, David Otunga's in it, Clayton Snyder from Lizzie McGuire, Eric Roberts from Heroes, Shelley Regner from Pitch Perfect. The show is focusing on a small group of friends facing down the triumphs, trials, and tribulations of daily life on their college campus. And it's a scripted show. I guess it's a comedy.
On what network?
Amazon. So it'll be, if you're on Amazon Prime, I guess. The first episode rolls out September 28th, and they're going to add additional episodes on Fridays throughout the fall. This is based on last year's college comedy, What Happened Last Night. Is that the one where the girl has to continually relive a day?
Oh.
Anyway, it's based on that. So, but it's random. They just grabbed a bunch of pseudo celebrities from reality shows, and
well, cheap.
And it's set, yeah,
they're cheap, and they have names, and people follow them.
Sure,
I mean, look at YouTube stars, where you just go, "You're a star, huh?"
College students, yeah, you're right. Wake up one morning, blah blah blah. Yeah.
Oh,
that's it.
So I don't know if they're reliving the same day over and over, but it's supposed to be some kind of follow-up to that. Ashton Kutcher made a surprise appearance on Ellen. It looks like this happened yesterday. And he dropped a bomb on her. It's very sweet.
Well, that was nice.
He and, you know, Guy Osiri, isn't that the guy who has had the tequila company with George Clooney? Guy, why do I know Guy Osiri's name?
Well, the Cindy Crawford's
Randy
husband.
Gerber, yeah.
Oh, that's Randy Gerber. Yeah. Right.
Where's, what's Guy Osiri?
He's an Israeli talent manager, Israeli-American.
Guy Osiri. What, where have I heard his name before?
I've never heard it.
He manages Madonna and U2.
I mean, it's a familiar sounding name. He doesn't look familiar, but he's anyway. He is Ashton's business partner. Maybe I've just heard his name come up in like random stories. Anyway, they went by Ellen yesterday. I guess for Ellen's birthday, Portia de Rossi, her wife, set up a wildlife rescue fund, like a wildlife fund, the Ellen DeGeneres Wildlife Fund, and that was her gift to Ellen.
I love it.
For the girl who already has everything.
That's great.
She got her that. So they made a pretty big donation to it.
Do you? I want you to see his entrance as she introduces
okay,
him.
Okay, because this was a surprise appearance.
Check out the girls going crazy.
Oh,
jumping
God,
up.
I think I did
he definitely
him
didn't.
I love him.
He didn't dress to impress, did
no,
he?
No, he did not. He's just got a, like a little they're gray long sleeve.
The audience is crying right now.
Oh, my God. I love him. I can't believe I'm here on Ellen
well,
on the day that Ashton Kutcher walked in.
For 1 second, this is not a surprise, but go on.
Yeah,
right.
No doubt.
Okay, now Guy Osiri has joined him.
Shame.
Yeah, Ripple. On behalf of Ripple, our company.
Yeah. So they just transferred four
yeah.
minutes.
Wait, Ripple, the company, is on Montgomery Street in the city.
Oh,
yeah,
how
well,
funny. Ding, ding, Shane.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just a, like a, I mean, it sounds like they took American dollars and transferred them into Rwandan currency, but it's also a cryptocurrency. It's some way that you can transfer cryptocurrency as well. So this is their answer to the whole crypto.
And the way they had that shot up behind them
mm-hmm.
on the big screen.
Yeah, she didn't know a thing about this.
That was no surprise, but okay. It's still $4 million that will help save animals
yeah,
in a place
right.
where they are just decimated
mm-hmm.
regularly.
And isn't that a sweet gift that her wife gave her? Like,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Absolutely.
Like, what are you going to get Ellen? Like, some candles? Like, what do you get this woman for her birthday?
In
oh,
fact,
I set up a charity for you.
Back to Big Brother for a second. Wasn't that the weirdest thing about the celebrity Big Brother is that whatever her name is, I can't think of it, is out in Africa saving rhinoceros.
Shannon Elizabeth.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, that's all she does. She cares about rhinoceros.
Well, I do too, but
sure.
I didn't leave
move
my
to
life
Africa
and go,
to go save them.
Right.
Right. Well, some people, that you know, they
amazing.
Can.
Yeah, but she's got nothing else going on. If she was in a few films, she wouldn't be out now. You know what I mean?
Well, I do know that she made enough money, I guess, to tap out.
Right, clearly.
My
buy
whole thing
a place
comes undone without a couple paychecks. So,
yeah.
For sure.
No joke, dude.
I'm looking
couple
at
couple paychecks that, away,
that
man.
That is for real.
I'm looking at her last 7 movies. I haven't heard of any of them.
Yeah.
She and Elizabeth.
Anyway, she's a good person. She cares about rhinos. So I just thought that even though he's blatantly promoting his Ripple app, it's a sweet
Shame.
Thing. They gave $4 million. That's no
smart.
Small
he's
potatoes.
You know, and that's going to show on every show across the country,
mm-hmm.
right? Look what
exactly.
Shannon Elizabeth's next film is called "Playing with Beethoven." I have no idea what it's about, but her character's name is Bryn.
Bryn,
you're a star.
She spells it the exact same way: B R Y N.
All right. What's coming up in the news, Vin?
The first thing you think about in the morning and more after these. Radio.com.
Radio.com. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show.
Make him believe that you just don't
feel the same.
Oh, Jay.
Come I guess what I'm figuring out here is that I don't really have to leave a space. You just take a space. I just, there's no
he
stopping
starts
it.
The music and there's no stopping.
You never can win, girl.
Let's just start singing. It feels so good.
I know.
Anyway,
so
Jane's
I
good.
Ask you, where you been, baby?
You love her show.
Yeah.
All right.
She sings Jane all afternoon. Like a cat and a mouse. from door to door and house to house. Don't you pretend you don't know what I'm talking about. All the nights.
Yeah, it's really
good. We spent together. Yeah, yeah.
It's like a whole new song. I haven't heard this part.
This may be the only song you have memorized. I mean, look at you go.
I only know this part that we play all the time.
All right. Well, anyway, Jane, everyone. So here's what's happening. No. No. Really.
I'm ready.
Too much time has passed. We already have the bloated intro for the movie review coming
that's
up.
That's true. We're eating the whole show
we're
up with these intros.
We're going to lose 5 minutes of our life later at 9:15, everyone.
Enjoy.
Right. Here's what's happening.
Okay.
So the Celtics won last night and the Warriors play tonight.
This is like both of these series are surreal.
Why?
Because why are the Celtics winning and why is Houston winning? Forget it. We need the two teams that always play to be in the in the finals.
I actually think that Boston's going to be a team to when they get their two best players back next year, they're going to be unbelievable.
Oh, those guys won't even play if they make it to the next
round? I don't think
round.
So, no. They're both injured. I mean, maybe they want to get out there just
sure
so that
if
they
to,
were
to,
there were some possible way they were to win, they could at least say, I was out there.
Yeah, I want to hang my hat on that.
But anyway, the Warriors do play tonight, and that's in Houston at 6 p.m. tip time. Another sports story which actually makes headlines today is the one about the NFL anthem. So
yeah.
NFL owners have unanimously approved a new national anthem policy that requires players to stand if they are on the field during the performance. It does give them the option of remaining in the locker room if they'd prefer, except that completely destroys the whole point of protest, which is you can't protest from the locker room. No one sees you.
Right.
So they think they've handled it. What they unfortunately, well, fortunately or unfortunately, are going to come up against is in order to protest, they have to do it in front of the cameras. And so this may make it a bigger thing.
Right.
They say that they'll be fining. The policy subjects teams to a fine if a player or any other team personnel do not show respect for the anthem. They say this is this NFL upcoming season. If you kneel, the team will be fined. So far, already, New York Jets CEO Chris Johnson has said, I will pay those fines. Mm. My team is allowed to protest and I will pay it.
What are the fines, does it say?
It doesn't say.
I think that the 49ers abstained from voting in this.
49ers CEO Jed York, who has consistently supported his players' right to protest, although Kaepernick might say differently. Mm. He told reporters he abstained from voting, and he wants more input from players about how to handle this. So it'll be interesting to see where this goes from here, but I know there are plenty of people out there who were furious about the player protests, and it affected their viewing and it affected the way they felt about their team.
Right.
So it's going to be interesting to see how it goes from here. But that's the new policy. The team will be fined if any players kneel.
I think there was also something about a 15-yard penalty, too.
They were talking about that.
They didn't do it.
There were all kinds of things that were on the table to penalize teams that,
right,
that allowed players to do this. Yeah, it's, I have strong opinions on this that maybe it's best I keep them to myself.
All right. Sarah.
Shut up.
No, listen, I don't mind
if you do, but if you're saying you're going to keep your mouth shut, then I'm going to go to the next story. Okay. Sarah, you might have a ticket to Sin City 8. It's a big event in Vegas coming up.
Oh,
do you?
I do not.
Oh, okay. Well,
so they've done this 7 other times.
Apparently they have.
I thought there was a movie, Sin City 8.
No. In less than 2 weeks, the participants of Sin City 8 will try to attempt to break the...
Is this the orgy record? They've tried to do this have they broken it in the past?
I don't know if each Sin City 8 revolved around this particular goal. I've never been to Sin City 1 through 7.
Right.
And I don't have a ticket for 8.
You need a ticket, though.
Apparently.
Oh.
Unfortunately, though, and this is why I do the story. Actually, I just like to talk about gross stuff. But
and orgies are gross stuff, or is it Sin City?
You don't think an orgy's gross?
I'm asking if you think it's gross.
I think it's gross. Yeah, I wouldn't want to participate in that. I think it's actually
would
shocking.
Would young Vinny want to do that?
No. Young Vinny was more worried about disease than old Vinny.
Oh. Hmm.
AIDS was a real thing that stopped me from having sex with a lot of people in my teens, for sure.
It was big.
It was big news.
You heard about it all the time.
It was a thing, and I didn't know enough about it to... I don't think anyone knew enough about it, really, to know how to handle it. So I didn't. I just didn't do it as much as I should have or could have or wanted to. Anyway, the event was supposed to take place at the Embassy Suites in Vegas, but they didn't know what the planned goal was.
Oh.
So the Embassy Suites has since said, listen, this does not line up with our standards, the environment that we want to create here at our hotel.
Where is the Embassy Suites in Vegas?
I don't know.
It's close to where Maddie had his wedding. Remember, he had it at the Hilton, his reception with the goldfish and the gummy bears?
Yeah, I guess. I guess you just never hear about an Embassy Suites in Vegas because it's all about, you know.
Yeah, it's off the strip.
Whatever,
it's off
the Bellagio or
it's near the Hilton Cosmopolitan. If you've ever been there.
I guess I have, turns
it's
out.
It's in Henderson.
It's nearby.
When we became fully aware of the nature of the functions intended to be held at our hotel, we've advised the group that the events are not consistent with the standards and environment we support, and we've explained to the group that that will not be happening. So they've allowed the people to still stay there, and they've set up free shuttles that will take them to the orgy event.
Where's the orgy event going to be held now?
It's going to be held at the Erotic Heritage Museum, everyone.
Oh, is that big enough to host something?
I don't know.
Isn't it supposed to be something like 700 or 800 people?
It's 500 is the record.
Oh.
Held by a group of people in Japan.
I believe that this is also not an official Guinness book. They are like, no, we don't have that as a category.
Let me see here. This says the quest to break Guinness records.
Oh, Guinness.
For the world's largest orgy is still happening, although there is a venue change as the hotel got cold feet.
Oh. Must have been some other record I was reading about. Guinness was like, no.
Oh, the Erotic Heritage Museum is a 24,000 square foot building.
Oh.
Dedicated to the history of erotica. And
so they just move all the
that's it.
Move all the displays to the side. And
didn't Kink move there? They should do it in the Kink.
I don't know what Kink.
Building.
Boy, that is the least sexy building. That
it
looks
is.
Like a former, like, looks like there should be a nail salon and like a tarot card reading
or,
place.
Like a strip mall?
Yeah, the ice like rink at a strip mall.
Yeah, like a two deck strip mall. You know, just one of those awful looking, low slung.
Oh, yeah, that's
that is just horrible.
Yeah,
anyway,
it needs a couple big palm trees around it, you know, for ambiance or
that's
something.
That's where it's going down, everyone. You know what I've been meaning to mention to you guys? I had one of those moments where I was doing a little research online
for some inspiration.
Yes, thank you so much.
I got you.
It's 1 o'clock.
Yeah, and I went to the page for porn stars because they rank them.
Oh.
And I usually just like to go to the alphabetical.
By how many clicks they get?
And I go to the. I don't know what they use, what their thing is, but I usually go to. Like Ginger Lynn or some old-timey 70s yeah. star. Who is the number one porn star in America right now?
Got to be Stormy Daniels.
It is. Yeah. And I was shocked because even though
this has been so huge for her,
she gets the most publicity of any porn star ever, you'd still think she still looks like herself the whole time.
Yeah. She just got the key to West Hollywood. They did some ceremony.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. You know, it's maybe she's... I mean, she doesn't seem like a spring chicken. Let's put it that way. I'm sure her body of work stretches back. So maybe... I don't know what she's doing recently.
I haven't looked
you
up her work.
Check it out.
I don't really
maybe,
want to.
Maybe she's amazing.
I'm not into it.
We should look at that.
We should look at that.
Woman, let's
woman,
look at
pull
that,
that up. Yeah.
Her body of work?
The only one
like,
that we
a, like, give me one of the oldest Stormy
Vintage
Daniels.
Stormy Daniels.
Yeah.
Search that.
Because those big old
not
fake boobies are...
Wait, what exactly do you want me to search?
Vintage Stormy Daniels.
We're going to look at porn on the break.
Yeah, let's look that up.
Our text number is 800.
See what's so great about her.
I don't think that's the point that surprised me is that, you know, usually that position's held by, I don't know, never mind.
There's
I don't...
294 vintage Stormy Daniels.
Oh.
Holy
let's
smokes.
Get the highest
well, they
rating
do a
one.
Lot of work, those porn stars.
294
is there Rotten
films?
Tomatoes for porn?
Or is that
is there?
Well, not that I'm aware of. I'm not a, you know.
I'm looking at the Sin City website. It's free to register, so you can go
you
out
just
there.
Show up?
Yeah, but you have to register first, and you're allowed. You're required to bring a partner.
Yeah.
Oh, you
yeah.
can bring a group. Oh.
No single gross and creepy guys.
You don't have to do somebody else. You can just do your partner. And everybody,
as long as everyone's having sex at the mm-hmm. given
that's
moment.
The goal. Yeah. Everybody
same
count
damn
it.
Time.
Goes at the same
at the
time.
Same damn
and they
time.
Hand out masks, too, so you can
oh,
get
yeah.
masks.
So no one who's taking pictures and
right.
posting on social media.
And there's media passes, too, so if Hooman wants to sign
oh,
up Hooman, to
you
wanna cover
go?
The event.
Oh, Hooman.
What?
It's right up your alley. Media pass.
So grumpy this morning.
No, I'm
sheesh.
Like every time I like go to like do some Stormy Daniels research that you guys asked for, you guys come back with another question. So I take my headphones off, put my headphones.
I don't know why they have
then
to keep
I can't
coming
listen
up.
To what's going on the computer. What was the last question you asked me?
Nothing. All what's
right.
coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Well, more things that Hooman will hopefully have his headphones on for. I got a Star Wars story. Star Wars is coming to town, but not the way you think. And it actually is right along the same lines as your orgy story. And more after these.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.